Mall.
Redbug.
Huh?
Redbug.
Okay, any other name for them?
Chicker.
And something that hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper?
Have you ever heard them called hopper grass?
No, grasshopper.
And
when they come through and eat up a coastal field of grass, coastal field or something, that you call them, maybe not exactly that.
Say if you hadn't cleaned the room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a
spider web.
And what would you call it if it's outside across a bush?
Spider web.
And this is an insect that will be around damp places. It's got about this size. It's got two pairs of shiny wings and
cricket.
Or it flies. It's got a hard beak to it and
locust.
Mm-hmm. What about something that it eats mosquitoes and
mosquito hawk?
Uh huh. Anything else similar to a mosquito hawk?
Yeah, but I don't.
Have you ever heard of a snake doctor or a dragonfly?
Yeah.
What have
a
you heard?
Snake doctor.
Is that the same as a mosquito hawk?
No, they're different. They made different. But
what's the difference?
Well, a mosquito hawk has two sets of wings on each side, and the other one don't.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of insects will sting you?
Wasps, bumblebees,
mm-hmm,
yellow jackets, honeybees.
What about something that has a nest like that?
Hornets.
Uh-huh. Where does a yellow jacket build his nest?
In the ground.
What about something that builds a nest out of mud or dirt?
Dirt dauber.
Mm-hmm. Do they sting?
Some of them will kind of sting, but it don't hurt like a wasp or anything. It just hurts temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
But they will bite or some of them say they're biting, but
mm-hmm,
I believe they sting myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll hurt just for a minute, but it won't swell like a wasp or
mm-hmm
bumblebee.
And part of the tree that grows under the ground is called the
roots.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
I never did hit. I heard of it, but when I never did use any of it. But I
mm-hmm
heard they get certain kind of grub. They call them grubs for,
mm-hmm,
and they can make juices for different things. But
what do you call the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple.
Mm-hmm. And a big group of those growing together would be a
maple orchard, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of trees grow around here?
Oak. Several different pieces of oak and pine and ash. Got hickory and walnut and pecan.
What about a kind of tree that's got white scaly bark you sort of peel off?
A paper tree.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the name. All I ever knew about in my life was paper tree.
What's that like?
Well, you could shell the bark off real easy, and it was thin, kind of like paper, and you could write on it with a pencil, and it would
mm-hmm
look a lot like paper,
mm-hmm,
you know.
What about a sycamore?
Elm.
Uh-huh.
A willow.
Did you ever hear of a sycamore tree or button?
Yeah, we got sycamores and cottonwood.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of tree George Washington cut down?
I think he cut down the apple tree, didn't he?
Uh-huh. Or